Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Well, anyone listening to Liveline the last 2 years knows that the raising of the pension age by politicians, the Taoiseach says all political parties agreed to raise the pension age to 67 from 2021, that's next year, and then to 68 shortly thereafter. But they're now saying it's coming up as an issue on the doorsteps. If you listen to Liveline the last 2 years, it's been an issue, and the same issues are rising. Quickly, Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
You had politicians at your doorstep. Who did you have?
Some people representing the Fine Gael party on my doorstep last Saturday, and I was on to them about the pension situation.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say to them?
I basically said that it's not for someone like me who's 52 going on 53, and the job I do, it's a safety critical job, and I won't get the pension by the time I retire. Will be 68. Do you want somebody driving a large vehicle, which I do, with people inside in it? Not as agile and as fit as you used to be when you're 35 or 40, going around trying to do a job that's, you know.
And what response did you get?
Basically, Joe, to be honest, I got the spin. You know, that it's happening in Europe, and we all know it's happening in Europe because that's where it's probably coming from.
This is what Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said. Look what's happening in France, for example, where they're going from 62 to 67 in 5 years, and that's because they didn't act early enough. So a stitch in time saves nine. That's what he said. It's a pension time bomb.
What about in Sweden, Joe, when it's flexible between 61 and 67? Norway, 62 and 75. The Czech Republic, 63 years for men, 62 years and 4 months for women. Why are they picking out the worst possible scenario of all those countries? Why don't we think outside the box ourselves instead of picking the worst scenario of all these countries? We seem to be led along by Europe all the time. I was listening to Dan and Kelly yesterday on the week in politics, and he, even though they were the party who brought in that policy, they seem to be rowing back now.
Fianna Fáil are against it, Sinn Féin are against it. The only one who's nuanced is Fine Gael, and he said, the Taoiseach said, and Regina Doherty repeated this morning, the Taoiseach said that he will introduce a transition payment, same amount, transition pension, for anyone who was contractually required to retire at 65.
Well, see, Joe, that's the point. The point I'm trying to make is that's fine. People, you must give people a choice. If you're someone that's retiring at 65 that wants to work and has a job that's not, that he, you know, might be more relaxed or occupations, that's different. But give people a choice. Don't be forcing people on building sites and safety critical jobs to work on beyond the 65 years of age. Give them the option.
And how would you feel? The current situation is where when you hit 66, and obviously you're not entitled, or indeed 65 if you have to retire, you sign on for job seekers, which is, of course, significantly less than the state pension. Regina Doherty said today she didn't know that would be, I'm paraphrasing, she didn't know that might, some people might find that humiliating, so she's going to introduce a situation where you don't have to sign on. Would that help?
Probably would, Joe, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, don't be forcing people. I mean, unfortunately, or fortunately for those guys, they will never have that problem because their pensions are absolutely ring-fenced. They'll never have that problem. I'm talking with the guy, as Leo Varadkar says himself, that gets up to go to work. I've never been out of work in my life. I'm working all my life. Mm-hmm. And yet they expect me to do a job that, you know, like, I'm not 35 or 40, and you know, I'm doing a safety critical job, and they expect you to be on top of your game. They have to be realistic as well, you know.
And who else did you mention? You say here, representatives of Simon Coveney and Michael McGrath knocked on your door.
No, representatives of Gerry Burton knocked on my door, and we had the debate. And at the end of the day, Joe, in 2010, when Fine Gael and Labour were in government, they brought this in. It was I know it was proposed by Fianna Fáil originally, but they were the people who brought in. And if you watch the week in politics, just the Alan Kelly now seems to be rowing back, he's saying. But I mean, and Sinn Féin are saying that they'll bring it back to 65. Alan Kelly said it's non-negotiable, they're going to bring it back. So, I mean, I'd be saying to people who are out there listening, make this a doorstep issue. You know, you don't want to retire, Joe, work up to 68 years of age and find yourself retired 12 months or 2 years and be unfortunate to get sick and pass away. You must have some quality of life as well after working all your life.
And Brendan Howland, who was the Labour Party won government with Fine Gael when it was introduced in 2011, but he said the measure had already been agreed, i.e. blaming Fianna Fáil, so had already been agreed as part of the bailout deal with the European Commission, the Central, the ECB and the IMF.
Joe, so, that's fine. Those are different times. They're saying the country is awash with money. This is one of the wealthiest countries in the world, are telling us. That's fine. We cut our cloth to meet our measure when the stuff hit the fan. But at the end of the day, now it's time to give people a quality of life. They're telling us that the country has never so much money. You know, yet there's people homeless. Simon Coveney told us when he was Minister of Housing that he did the whole thing sorted in 12 months. And we're still in the same boat. Over 10,000 people homeless.
And Gary, what about the point that, you know, you hear at Bertie Party, 60 is the new 50 and 50 is the new 40. In other words, people are living longer. They're starting work later because of third level if they have that opportunity, masters and postgrads. They're starting work later and they're living longer. So why not increase the pension age? It's not just common sense.
I have no problem with that. I'm just making give people the option.
It's why okay. It's a compulsory
element. Just because people are living longer, is it fair to penalise them to make them work longer? If someone is working since he's 15 or 16 years of age, him or her, if they want to have a quality life at 62 or 63 or 65 and say, you know something, now for my golden years, myself and my wife, if we're lucky to have our health, we're going to see a bit of the country, we're going to tour around, not to be forced. And Joe, unfortunately, I mean, the way things are going, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people out there and they're dying young. I mean, some people like to have a life, some people like to work until they're 68. But give people the option. Don't
Okay, stay there, Gary. You're 5-5-1-5-1. What way are you inclined to vote if you want to tell me, Gary, you can?
At the moment, oh, Joe, after hearing the weekend pilot, it's out of blowing it completely out of war, because at the end of the day, this is a serious issue for me personally, you know, and people I work with, the pension age.
Okay, John, 5-1-5-1. John, what did you say with your last line there in your text? I just think it's not fair. What's not fair?
Well, it's as simple as this, Joe. You know, you take people who started their working lives back in the 1970s, and that's not today or yesterday, like, you know. Mm-hmm. The rug was pulled out from under their feet. As I say, the country went beyond bankrupt in 2008, a total meltdown.
Yeah.
3 years later then, in 2011, all those politicians were able to retire on very generous pensions. Some of them just in their early 50s at the time, Joe. And the following year then, in 2012, I said a ladder was pulled up on the rest of us then in relation to the state pension age. Like, you know, I'd be in the same age bracket now as some of those retired politicians who, you know what I mean? And it's just, it was beyond the pale. I actually recently got figures from the Irish Congress, trade unions, and it was the biggest attack on the welfare pension system in the history of the state. To expect people now that are in their late 50s and early 60s now to carry on for another decade, you know, I understand there are suggestions that it might be reversed by the incoming government, and I'd say whoever is going to do that now will certainly get my vote, you know.
Now, Fine Gael, they're saying quite clearly, we're not going to reverse it. Address the contractual people who are contractually obliged to retire.
Well, Joe, do you want to get those stories? Because Charlie Fallon was saying yesterday.
You spotted that slight difference, big difference in what the
Leo Bryker saying this morning is not sustainable, but yet you're Charlie Flanagan saying that they're going to review it. I mean, they're being backed into a corner as the election is approaching, 12 points down. I think they want to get their story straight on what they're going to do for people.
Elizabeth Kavanagh, Elizabeth 51551, Joe at RT.ie, 1857-15-815. Elizabeth, sorry, I think you've been holding on for about 4 days at this stage to get your point. Apologies. Yes. Go ahead, Elizabeth. Your point, please.
My point is that for myself personally, mm-hmm. I'm going into my 65th year. It's my last year for signing on. And I'm told now I'm not going to get my pension for until I'm 67, 68. And I'm furious about it. I've worked all my life.
And when did you discover you won't get your pension until you're 67?
on your show last week.
Oh, very good, good. Even though it was announced 5 years ago, we've been talking about it. People have been raising these. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But you only found out in the last few days.
Yes. Well, I knew they were raising the age, but I didn't think they were doing it so soon. I thought I'd have to go to legislation, et cetera, et cetera. I thought we'd be informed, more informed. Not that it's going to happen like ASAP. They usually give 10 years warning.
That's a good point. You didn't think it was coming in next year? That
no,
would affect
I
you.
Did not. No, and it is going to affect me, and I have all my...
Now, it's from anyone... It's anyone born after January 22nd, 1955. Is that correct? Isn't that correct, Elizabeth? Sorry.
That's correct.
Now, yes. I don't want to ask your age, but where you were born after January 22nd, 55?
Yes, I was. I was born in May 1955. So I'm in there. But with all the rest of the people that were born in 1955, and there's a lot of us.
So you're January, February, March, April, May. You're 4 months out.
Yes.
And it will cost you over a lifetime a lot of money. You'll forfeit a lot of money over a lifetime in terms of the pension. In the first year, you'll lose 2,500.
Oh, I've lost out anyway because, I can't get a job at the moment because I had to give up my good job to look after my mother, who sadly has now passed away.
Okay.
And the only entitlement I'm entitled to is my an adult dependence on my husband's pension. So I'm already over 130 euros a week down.
I see, by the way, I quoted the Taoiseach saying that all government parties supported it when it was a... when it was introduced. Sinn Féin are saying, no, that's not true. All parties did not support increasing the pension age. Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil and Labour did. Sinn Féin voted not to increase it, but I can imagine the Taoiseach's response to that. But anyway, that's politics as it's being played at the minute. But the interesting thing is that the Taoiseach has said we will nuance it for people who are forced to retire at 65. Regina Doherty said we will change the actual process where people won't have to sign on for job seekers, but the pension age will go up to 67 and then to 68. Have you had any politicians confront you or knock on the door or shopping centres, Elizabeth?
No, I can't wait to meet them.
And what would you say?
I can't wait to see my politicians.
And what would you say to them?
Exactly what I've said to you and my concern about all of us. I mean, for heaven's sake, Joe, I mean, our generation, the generation before of us, kept our country afloat. And now they're telling,
I take those points. Elizabeth, I asked Gary. Gary didn't, did you not want to tell me what way you might vote, Gary? You went on about the week
in
politics.
I mean, to be honest, Joe, way I feel at the moment, I mean, I know people saying that they don't want to retire at 65, and what I'm saying, people should be given the option. I'm talking people who are on safety, hard jobs, building sites and... critical jobs.
Take those points. Okay, Gary, John, Elizabeth, thank you, 5155. Quick one before the break, more pensions. Reg, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks very much.
You're 63 today.
I am indeed, yeah.
So then you're going to retire when?
I'm looking forward to retire when I'm 65 and get my pension at 66. But Leo Varadkar is going to stop all that.
Well, you can sign on for a year. Provided you're not self-employed or have assets.
No, not self-employed, no. But I feel strongly about it because I just think that after working all my life and paying...
Mm-hmm.
with the view to get my state pension at 66 when I retire.
And everything that comes with it, like the free travel. It's a gateway to loads of other benefits.
And I mean, the thing about it is, like, I don't think that Dáil pensions are deferred or anything like that. I think they get everything when they want it.
Well, not when they want it. It was up to relatively recently you could retire with certain amount of service when you were 50 and get a very substantial pension. And then if you died, God forbid, your partner or wife would get half the pension for his or her lifetime. So it was very, very, very generous pensions. And a lot of retired politicians are sitting on very, very generous pensions, which they didn't.
And I'm only looking for my state pension, which I've contributed to all my working life, you know. And the other thing is, too, every day that I worked, I had to clock in. There was nobody fobbing in for me in my place.
No, that's a low blow, the politicians would say.
Well, there. I mean,
no, I take your point. This bizarre. So, and it was interesting in that end of decade poll we did on the eve of Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We were going back over what was the top 10 highs and lows. And the top 10, in the top 10 lows over the years, politicians' expenses kept coming and pensions kept coming again and again and again. And it came up this year with Fobgate and Votegate and Buttongate. But the Fobgate thing is, and then you had politicians who weren't even in the country.
Exactly.
And not only were we paying them travel, not only were we paying pension contributions, generous pension contributions, we were actually buying them top-end mobile phones when
Indeed.
They weren't even to I'll use.
Tell you, it's a gravy train, but it's not a gravy train for the ordinary person. The ordinary PAYE person has to pay through the nose all the time. The money is taken before they even get it. So,
and I see part of your line is like it's about expectation. When I began, what did you say here? When I began to pay PRSA, PAYE, everything else, I had in my head that I would be retiring at 55.
At 65.
65, sorry.
Yeah,
say.
Yeah.
And it's that expectation which is gone.
Yeah, well, when I started work in the mid-70s, that was the time when the 65-year, as far as I can recollect, was coming in for people. Because when I went to work, the company I went to work for, they were trying to make sure that people were going at 65. Now, there were older people there, but it was being implemented. So from that time onwards, everybody in the company I worked for retired at 65.
Okay. Well,
so, you know, so you had that expectation. And, I mean, it's not as if you're looking for something that you're not entitled to or that you haven't contributed to. We have paid for this through the years.
And it's not a pension of 130, 140 grand a year, which some
ex-ministers
are on.
No,
it's
certainly not.
Much younger age than you are, Reg. Reg, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks very much.
Try and get your blood pressure down just for the afternoon, Reg. Baby, isn't that, Nationwide is on tonight, isn't it? That will help you. That's a gorgeous program. But maybe Claire Bourne is on at 9:30. That'll be a fantastic program. But just be careful with your blood pressure, Reg. Seriously,
oh, I will, Joe.
Careful.
I will.
And
don't
the day
worry.
That's in it. Well, I want to get you to your pension age. You're still very young. Okay, Reg and Radfarnham, 51551. Happy birthday.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie and 51551 is our text number. And as you know, 1850-715-815 is the ongoing number. Back to pensions. And when I say back to pensions, we haven't left it in the last 2 or 3 years. Tony Glancy, Tony.
How you doing?
You retired.
Yes, technically I retired on the 10th of January this year.
And are you caught by this?
Well, I decided to retire at 65.
Okay.
I had planned to retire at 65.
Good man, yeah.
I have a private pension at 65.
Okay.
Which is not great.
Okay.
But it was planned.
Okay.
But the difference is, my state pension is not due till I'm 67. So I now have to go up and sign on for job seekers benefit.
And you can sign.
I'm not looking for jobs.
I know. You can sign on for 9 months, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And what happens then, Tony? Have you
then, after the 9 months, you have to sign on for credits, technically speaking, to get you till 67.
And are you means tested in terms of getting money after that?
Well, you are means tested, but because technically I have a pension, a private pension, I'll get nothing.
Wow, for God's sake.
And the second thing as well is that if the...
So for 50... You're saying
sorry?
For 50... Sorry, Tony. You're saying for 15 months... You won't get anything off the state between the age of 65 and 9 months and 67.
Correct. Unless something has changed.
And Tony, what age were you when you started working and paying PRSA?
14 years of age.
14?
Yes.
What were you doing cleaning chimneys? What were you doing at 14, Tony?
I was an apprentice carpenter. And then I left and went into the elevator industry, and I started at 15 in the elevator industry. And I've basically been working since in the elevator industry.
When I say work, when you say work, you mean working and on the paying income tax and PRSI.
Paying income tax, yeah, and even working on the tax protest back in 1979. So
when the taxes were the tax rate. Yeah. Well, for PAYE workers, it's PAYE workers who get it in the neck.
That's
they
right.
pay something like 95% of all tax in the state. Well, it's PAYE workers. So how do you feel then about this the next 2 years?
Well, put it to you this way, I've already had somebody at the door and I've complained to them about it. So, yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm saving, technically speaking, the state 24,000 because I should have had my interim payment for 65. That's gone. And from 66 to 67, that's gone. All right. So in reality, other than the fact that I'm going to get the job seeker's benefit, they've saved that amount of money, which, as far as I'm concerned, is not great.
And what about the whole, and a lot of people do it, even though we're told we're full employment, there's still 130,000 people signing on. What about the whole process of signing on once a week, Tony? How do you feel about that?
I have to go up and do it. But again, if you're on Job Seekers Benefit...
Well, you sign on, apparently you sign on once and then you get the Job Seekers for 9 months and then they call you back.
Yes, but if you have to be around to be looking for a job. So if I decided to go on holidays for a week or 2 weeks, I don't get it. It then gets it added on to the end of the time period. So technically you have to go in and sign every week and then every month.
But I presume they're not going to. I know in job seekers generally, you can say to them, listen, I've gone away for 2 weeks, and they'd say yay or nay. But I presume they're not going to apply that to you who's retired.
Well, why should there be any difference? Because technically, if somebody's 30 years of age and at 65, they're both on job seekers rounds. So, I mean, they can't differentiate between the two.
And as we discovered before, the system is the system. We discovered, and I know they've knocked it back now, but we discovered, Liveline, people who deceased and might have, was it one case, it was €2, the widow, the survivor, got a letter from social welfare saying, can we have our €2 back? And they said this was a machine doing this. But anyway, that's your point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I say, you know, the people that are born this year, 1955.
On job seekers, you're allowed 2 weeks. And you get your 2 weeks payment on your return.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. It just goes on to the end of the year, you know, for your 9 months or whatever. If you're away for a month, it goes on to the end of it. But that's not a problem. But the problem is in between the end of this year and... technically, when you're going to get your pension, I will get nothing off the state because I happen to have a few more. I saved, I planned, I've been frugal doing what I've done. Okay. I've had money in the bank, and now I'm being penalised by the state. It's great, you know, so you're better off at the end of the day not looking after yourself. State looks after you. But if you look after yourself at the end of the day, you get penalised because majority of people who are on 30, 40,000 a year are paying for everything, as you just said at your statement.
Well, I heard that a lot in this election, I can tell you, from Vox Pops and what have you, the people in the middle of our... but anyway, Tony, and you worked in the elevator business and you had all the gags about his ups and downs and you got a rise every day and...
Yes, yes, and things were escalating as well.
And I remember I started work at 13. Here we go, and I'll get the small fiddle out somebody quick. I was the lift boy in the Metropole, Tony. In 1969, and that was the old double gates. Remember, you pulled the double gates,
yeah,
and it was operated by like the bridge of a ship, and I had to land it level to the floor.
And you had what was called a car handle job.
Yes, car handle. Then if the manager, Mr. Murphy, heard me, because you'd have to say to punters getting off, mind the step. In other words, if you didn't land it level, he chastised me when I got back down to the ground floor in the Metropole again. He wouldn't let me go in to see Dr. Zhivago for nothing when I was on there for 14 years. Tony, enjoy your retirement. You've been a most articulate advocate of that limbo you now find yourself in. And it is, as you're saying, and I'm quoting you, it is deeply, deeply unfair. And that's the word that's coming from most of our callers, not just today, but long before this. Tony, go to Mila Mahako to Augustlanga Fall. That's Tony Glancy. You too. And let me bring in Frank Kyo. Frank Kyo, your point, please. And this it's off again, this fire, this pension fire. Go ahead, Frank. Wexford.
Well, what I'd like to make the point, Joe, that a lot of politicians don't seem to realise that there's people in the country that began working on farms, on building sites, on fishing boats at 16 years of age.
Yeah,
I can tell you, if they're working under the elements, and I can testify to this myself, their bodies are wrecked by the time they're 60. To expect those people to work to 67 and 68 is grossly unfair.
Yeah,
there is no comparison in that type of work. And I didn't start working at 16. I started working at 20, but I have been working under the elements.
Okay.
And now I'm 63, and my body is not in good shape at this stage.
Oh, God. You're an outdoor worker for many decades.
Well, that's almost four and a half.
Yeah.
Now, I speak and I feel on behalf of others more than myself, because at least if I had to, I have a small pension put aside, and look, I wouldn't be hungry. But there is people out there, and they would be reduced to signing on. That's outrageous. Last week I read something on one of the Sunday papers,
mm-hmm.
about that Simon Harris said that he's determined to bring out free contraception to all within the time frame of the next government. But he can't find the money to give people a pension who have been outdoor workers working under the elements for 45 years. And this man is on a different planet to the rest of us.
And when you say your body is hurting, Frank, what do you...
Well,
I'm not
unusual now.
But we out in all weathers.
Out in all weathers does that to you. Calving cows at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, breaking your sleep, it'll do that sort of thing to you. Getting severe wettings. And I'm in trouble with my back, I'm in trouble with a knee, and I've got other issues. And I know there's a lot of people much, much worse than I am.
And you want to? You expected to retire at 65.
Well, I would have expected to have the option.
Yeah. Okay. 65. Okay. Okay. That you would get your state pension at 65.
But there is other people. I have options, but I know a lot of people don't. I mean, there is a lot of people out there, Joe, that went on roofs or building sites.
I know.
At 16 years of age, mm. and they're still doing it at 66. That is outrageous.
Stay there,
and Simon Harris does not understand that. And I got to say, I come from the Fianna Fáil side of the house, and I've heard Fianna Fáil saying nothing on this, and I'm grossly disappointed. And in fairness to Brendan Howland, I heard him on it last week, and he at least he recognises the problem there.
Fianna Fáil, I'm quoting from the Irish Times, Jennifer Bray. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said he would look to outlaw contracts that force people to retire at 65. He said, if state pension qualifying age rises to 67, having people for 2 years in a limbo situation where they can't get funding after the first 9 months is not sustainable or acceptable. But are Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, given that it's pretty clear, well, not clear, but most people are saying either one of them will be leading the next government, so to speak, are they not being very nuanced, while the people who will not have the power in terms of majority, Sinn Féin, Labour, are now saying, no, we leave it at 65?
Well, I think in fairness, and I support neither Sinn Féin nor Labour, but in fairness, I think they're demonstrating more of a social conscience than anybody else there. They at least demonstrated the capacity to think this through, and they can associate with people who have been working under the elements for 45 and up to 50 years.
Okay. Frank, thanks indeed. Mind yourself, that's Frank Keogh in Wexford. Annette, your quick point, please.
Hello, hi. Well, I have a few points to make, but the main point is that a lot of people, and they've been covered there already, is starting in construction, catering, manual work. They start working maybe 16, 17 years of age.
Yeah,
so they would have 50 years service up. Also, I think, you know, if they're forced to retire, then they have to sign on for the 9 months. But after that, then it's means tested. So isn't that very humiliating for a person of 66, 67 to have to have their income assessed, or their partner's income assessed to qualify even for the dole?
Okay.
You know, they might not get it automatically. And the other point about the pension is it's a very small amount, but an employer is paying 10%, an employee is paying 8% every week of their salary. One time you got sick benefit, that's now gone. You won't get that until you're out 5 days certified sick. The pension is not related to how much you pay. So if I'm earning 30,000, you're earning 50, somebody else is earning 60, and you're paying PRSI the equivalent of nearly 20% a week between employer and employee,
mm-hmm.
your pension is still set at a fixed rate. So there's no bearing on the amount you pay in.
And would the government be assuming that most people would also have a company pension?
But I'm just saying, for the amount of PRSI you pay in, they're paying out your pension out of that pocket.
But Regina Doherty said Fianna Fáil initiated this study back when the country was on the cusp of collapsing. Remember, we couldn't afford to pay Gardaí, teachers, nurses, consultants, Anyone paid from the tax intake, because the tax intake wasn't good enough. We had to go cap in hand to the ECB, the IMF, and the World Bank. But
and at the same time, while we were doing that, public servants were retiring. They were being offered generous early retirement packages. A lot of them were able to retire at 60 years of age. Once they have 40 years service, they're entitled to their pension of 50% of their salary and a generous gratuity on retirement.
Okay.
And it's very easy for public servants and TDs to make decisions when they're not affected by it, to ask people to work till they're 66, 67, 68 in these manual jobs. And they've already 50 years service. And a lot of them would never have benefited from the other, you know, we say third level education, all of those things that are subsidized over the years. And one other point is the 10% PRSI that an employer pays. One time that went to contribute towards redundancy. You got your 50, maybe 70% of the rebate. That's all gone. So where is that 10% going now? Because it no longer, the government no longer give you a rebate if there's a redundancy, an employer doesn't get that. So that's all going into one pool now, and there's no redundancy rebates. Sick benefit is extended to 5 days. So this has really been hit hard, but I think asking people to work till they're 60 years, having 50 years service done maybe at that stage, this means some people there will start to work at 50 years. And then to have the humiliation of maybe having to be means tested or to get your dole.
Well, you will be means tested after 9 months. If you're self-employed, you haven't a home.
I just think that's,
if you own your own house.
And yet we've got public servants who can retire, and that was their conditions.
Okay.
But they have been honoured.
You have all your facts and figures marshalled anyway, Annette.
Well, it's
are you waiting for someone to knock on the door?
For what?
For the election, for canvassing. You'll have all your...
I am, yes. And it's actually probably the main election issue that I would be raising.
I see that.
The fact, the other thing is that we'll say, and I think that's been sort of addressed, or it's actually been publicised, is this thing that that you have to be, you know, your stamps are calculated over
a certain period, and then if you break, and if you left the workforce, a lot of people have to leave the workforce.
I've more stamps up than you, but because I haven't got 48 for every year of employment,
exactly.
I could be penalised, and somebody could go in and just work for 10 straight years.
That's right.
Could get a bigger pension than a person
who's
working for 50.
That's right.
And they're serious issues, and you know. They have to. They really will. I think it's one of the main things on the doorstep this election.
Okay, thanks, Annette. Jackie, before the break, Jackie, you're not unrelated to what Annette was referring to there at the end of her call. Go. You want to highlight what, Jackie?
I want to highlight following up on that call there.
Yeah.
That there's also another the anomaly that was in the system that's just going out, whereby people under the averaging system can come out with less pension because they start early, but they have breaks. That was the document that Regina Doherty mentioned Fianna Fáil brought in, which was to address that anomaly. Now, that's a good move in my view. However, the new system, which is called the total contributions approach, which has been brought in to address the averaging system causing the anomaly, as we all know, is... When that was brought in the pensions framework in 2010 by Fianna Fáil, 30 years was the maximum that you had to work to qualify for a full pension. Fianna Gael are introducing that and increasing it to 40, and nobody has mentioned that, as well as increasing the pension age for getting the pension to qualify for a pension, it will be based on 40 years.
Rather than 30.
Correct.
Okay. And you say the pension age will eventually be pushed out to 75?
There's been no change. The current system say that the pension age change, I think, 2021 and 2026, and that there'll be no further change till 2035. But given the prospect that we all live longer, it's 40 years of working, that 40 years having to have full contributions is on the basis that eventually 75 will be the retirement age. Therefore, it justifies 40 years.
Okay, so it's a grim prospect, isn't it?
So this has a number of anomalies whereby...
I wonder will the government get out of this by establishing a commission before February the 8th on pensions and...
So the new TCA system currently... to address the anomaly that was given rise to by the 2012 change by the Labour government at the time. Up until now, if you were retiring since last year, you were assessed under both systems, whereby you got the better off the averaging system or the new TCA system. And the new TCA system, they're using 40 years as that basis. However, that was under the transitionary measures. The new TCA system was supposed to come in.
Total contribution approach.
Yeah, it was supposed to come in the 1st of January 2020. I believe now, according to an article in the Irish Times before Christmas, that it's been pushed out to 2021. But whatever point that new system is brought in, if you happen to be reached the age the day before it's brought in, and the day after, two people, one person reaches one day and one person reaches the retirement age the next day, one person will be reviewed on 30 years over 30 years contribution.
And the other will therefore be reviewed over 40,
The other one will be reduced over 30 to 40. So my view would be, yes, okay, the argument is that there is a pensions bomb. There isn't enough money in the coffers to pay everybody. Young, there's not as many young people working to pay for all the older people in as we move forward. However, they can't, as all of the people who are being impacted now are saying, they've started work in their 70s, 80s.
In the belief,
As so
they
like,
paid in. Okay, Jackie, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm being rude, but I just have to. Jackie, thanks indeed. And lots more people wanting to make, and I'm not just saying that to give you the impression of this call. Lots more people want to say it. But as I said, we've been saying it long before this election started, our listeners have. 51551.